You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Well, the peace of the Lord be with you. We're back with Amrette Palmer and my friend Mike Bagby. We call him Rabbi Bagby. I hope that's okay and acceptable with our Jewish viewers and listeners.
Well, you know, we're all supposed to be ones that accurately handle the Word of God, and in our life experiences, yes, we have come to have deeper understanding of God's words to us, and hopefully you and my conversations over these months have been helpful to others, because Rhett and I have spent, it's been really the last 7 years meeting on Tuesday morning and on Thursdays and sometimes on Saturdays, and we've been discussing different aspects of the Bible and trying to understand it within the cultural context, trying to understand just the language, because we're reading the Bible in English. But sometimes the Greek and Hebrew and Aramaic words give us different nuances that really bring the message of the Bible home, at least it does for me. So,
yeah, of course, Michael is a biblical historian. He's gone to Israel multiple times. He's married, has 4 beautiful children. He has been a missionary for over 40 years. I'm a radio talk host in my 32nd year. Also, I was a very part-time missionary to Haiti and Africa, and maybe some other places would be construed as that. But anyway, we're here to Mike has a great gift of opening up what's hidden in the scriptures. And I think we all want to know, you know, what the truth is. And so let's get going, Mike.
Well, Rhett, I want to ask you a question as we begin here. When you think of all the teachings of Jesus, all of his words that are recorded in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, what is the one you think is the most impactful for you that you think back on and you refer back to often? What would that be?
Well, my friend Bobby Vendetta became a Christian before me. He was a young bass player in a group that I had. And he said, "I'm born again now." I said, "What is that?" He said, "I've had an experience with Jesus." And he told me that it's written that, "I wish above all things that thou were either hot or cold, because if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out." And that scared me. And then, of course, I heard about Nicodemus. So Jesus says to Nicodemus, "Make sure you're born again." I try to tell people gently that if you don't know that you know that you know, then most likely you're not born again. And born again really means that you've had an intimate encounter with Jesus, and you know that you have surrendered your life to him. And sometimes, like for me, I felt an indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Some people may not feel anything. They don't need to feel anything. It's just, but they know that they know. And so I just urge people to have you, you know, surrendered your life to Jesus.
So that I think what you're referring to is that conversation Jesus had with Nicodemus.
Yes.
In John chapter 3.
Yes.
Where the teacher of Israel came to him at night. This was like the chief Pharisee, and said, "We know that you're from God, because otherwise how could you do the things that you do?" And Jesus said, well, let's cut to the quick here. You must have a spiritual birth if you're ever going to see the kingdom of heaven. That one, that conversation, that's what you're referring to, right?
Yes.
And Nicodemus, of course, is a bit confused by that. What do you mean I must have a birth, be born again? Actually, the Greek word is born from above. And he said, "Should I crawl up into my mother's womb again?" And Jesus says, "No, we're talking about spiritual things here. And as the wind blows and you don't see it, but you feel it, this is kind of the things of the Spirit." And basically what Jesus was describing is an experience with God that you actually acknowledge him as Lord. You are walking in a certain direction, guided by your own instincts and the earthly culture around you, and then you stop, you consider your state, you consider your need for God, and then you actually repent, you turn around, and you walk toward God, and you ask for forgiveness of your sins, and God hears your cry. He considers the sincerity of your heart, And then he receives you into his family and he gives you his Holy Spirit. And now that becomes part of you. So I think this is what Jesus was describing, the spiritual birth of all of us being born. And once that happens, according to so many passages of Scripture in the Christian Scriptures, now begins a process of transformation, a process where we're changed from this natural person that we were into a true son and daughter of God, and we slowly become more and more like him and less like the old self. Paul often uses the image of walking to your closet in the morning, and what are you going to put on, you know? This morning I decided to put on a slightly pink and white Rio Coco Cafe shirt. I had a choice of what I was going to put on. And Paul says in a few places to his friends, put on the new self, take off the old self, and just toss it away. So it's a process. So yeah, this is, I agree, Rhett, this is one of the most significant teachings that Jesus gave, is you must have a birth from above, a spiritual experience, and become part of God's family.
Yeah, Jesus said, make sure that ye are born from above. So, by the way, if you notice between Mike and I is a bag of coffee. We do not solicit funds on this broadcast, but we do have a cup of friendship. We both decided that throughout the world, people get to know each other by a cup of friendship. Right. You know, drinking coffee is a convivial, which means a social experience. And Mike has been in the business, so now we have our own line. There are three flavors. I forget what
three,
they are.
Three blends. We have Kindred Spirits, a hearty handshake, and our other blend. I'll think of it in just a moment.
What's the website?
It's acupoffriendship.com.
And that's all you need to know, folks. So we're enjoying a cup of friendship right now. And you
keep doing. Cupoffriendship.com, yes. And this one that we're this morning is a hearty handshake. It's a blend of our Honduras Blue Mountain Dark Roast, our Sumatra Rain Medium Roast, and our Columbia Mile High Medium Roast. And this is all roasted right here at the Rio Coco Cafe Roastery in Vero Beach, Florida.
All right.
We roast on Tuesdays and Fridays. We roasted yesterday, and we actually sent out some bags of a hearty handshake to one of our friends and another of a kindred spirit to another friend. And so thank you very much for enjoying our coffee. And we encourage you. This whole process of discipleship and evangelism is a very natural one. It's a very relational one. It's all about spending time with people that God has placed around you and being friendly. We're going to talk about this a little bit, I think, later in our session today. But just the friendship that comes over sharing meals and sharing coffee and tea, getting to know one another and letting God do the work that he very naturally does.
Okay, now we're going to start off in the Beatitudes.
Okay.
Did you want me to read all of them at once?
Well, let me just follow up with just what you said, Rhett, as we get into this, because once you have a born-again experience, a birth from above, now begins a process of discipleship, where we actually are disciples, followers of Jesus. And now, what does that look like? How are we going to walk this out as we're living in this world? Well, I think one of Jesus's most famous teachings took place at a place along the northwestern shore of the Sea of Galilee. And you can go to this spot today. It's called Mount of the Beatitudes. There's a church there with a red or a pink dome, and it overlooks an area that you're looking down over this kind of concave little valley, and the shoreline is there. There's when I first saw it back in 97, it was just agricultural, growing different crops. Now there's been a banana plantation there for a number of years. But the interesting thing about this area, Rhett, is the basaltic rock has the sound attenuation qualities that you can actually be 600 yards up the slope of the hillside and you can hear the voice of a man standing down by the shore. And one company placed microphones around this whole area, and they actually determined that you could be 600 yards away and still hear a person talking in a normal voice. Now, I find that to be extraordinary that the creator of this universe would just arrange the geological formations, knowing that at some point in history, he would become a man and give one of his most significant teachings to a large crowd, and everybody would be able to hear him without any sort of electronic amplification.
Yeah,
it's really cool. I mean, if you just think of these little details, like, okay, wow, Jesus is going to give this great teaching, and all these people are going to be listening, and they can all hear him. I think it's pretty sweet. The other consideration is we have to remember that Jesus is speaking in probably Aramaic. He might be speaking in Greek. Matthew is writing it and recording it in the Greek language, and we're reading it in English. And so there's often problems that come up when you're going from one language to another, okay? One of my most humorous situations in dealing with multiple languages is back in 1989, I was living in a refugee community in the remote eastern corner of Honduras among the Miskito culture. And a friend of ours from La Ceiba, a young girl named Maria Belinda Montoya, wanted to learn English. So we invited her to come and live with us in our community called Alca, which is south of Puerto Limpera, and it's just close to Cabo Gracias a Dios, which is that pointy end where the Coco River comes into the Caribbean. And Maria Belinda came, and she was learning English. And I'm going to just hold this picture up here, if I can. Maybe we can see it.
Yeah.
It's a picture of me with my spider monkey, Oogly.
Yeah. Now, on the radio, they can't see it, but you saw, wow, that's a spider monkey on your chest.
Well, I'm holding Oogly. Yeah, we got him as just some kid brought him to us. He's just literally a little baby monkey. We raised him, and he ran around our house, and he was a very friendly guy. Well, Maria Belinda was holding Oogly. And
tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for a new day with Rhett Palmer.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting It's a New Day.
Oh.